soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Here we are, day number 13 on Hell Comes to Huntsville, and friends, we've been some places.
We have.
We've gone down south now, yeah?
Yeah.
We've been under the water for a few days.
Glub, 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 glub.
And now we're going out west.
We're riding out, son.
We're riding out. We roll at dawn, and hell's coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Hell Comes to Huntsville. A little bit of that podcast collaboration going on. If you got some friends with a podcast, you know what? You should collaborate with them.
Yeah, of course.
It's fun. We're having a good time. 31 horror movies in 31 days. That's what we're spitting out right now. Myself, Jack Spade, Leanne Foster. We are your... team, your buddies.
I'm not even going to balk at it.
All right.
I'm not even going to balk at it today. I'm feeling good.
from Huntsville Home Video. With us on our journey of horror is Marlon Wells from America's Barley Basket. He started up a thing a couple years ago. He likes to call it Hell's Wells, where he would introduce or check out 31 horror movies in 31 days. Thought, you know what? I'm going to bring these two chuckleheads in with it, and let's put it out into the world. Marlon, how are you?
I'm good. If you make a fun thing, invite your friends to do it with you. It's a good time. We are in the middle. We are in the thick of the horror as we speak.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot of horror the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a movie a day is a bigger endeavor than you think it is when you see it on paper. Like, yeah, I could watch a movie every day. Yeah, but there's like life that also happens.
Yeah, this is why I don't like go work out.
Right.
Because life gets in the way.
Yeah, that's why we don't work out. That's why we're lazy ass fucks.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I can't go to the gym and hit that Stairmaster because I got to watch Bone Tomahawk today. Sorry, cardio. Looks like I'm going to have to put you off again.
Mm-hmm. Just not your day.
Not your day. And Bone Tomahawk is the movie we are chatting about. A movie that the three of us have not seen.
Has that happened yet on here?
It has happened.
Didn't it?
Malignant.
Malignant.
The three of us never saw Malignant, and I want to say 2000 Maniacs.
That is true.
Yes, also that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind. I didn't think today is not as unique as I thought it was.
Every day is unique, Leanne.
Okay.
Every day is a motivational poster just waiting to happen.
All right, spit that hippie shit somewhere else.
Deal.
Hang in there, kitten.
Hang in there, kitty cat. No cat violence.
No cat violence.
No cats.
No cats were harmed in the filming of Bone Tomahawk.
Or in the making of this podcast.
True.
A kitty cat is probably curled up on Marlon Wells' sweet, sweet bosoms right now, probably just purring away, being petted gently, loving life.
Napping on the armrest like I'm sitting here like a Bond villain in this recliner.
just Blofeld over here, just stroking the cat, ready to talk about some Bone Tomahawk.
Blofelding it up.
Yep. I love it. So Bone Tomahawk, a movie from 2015, a movie that was kind of billed as a Western horror. That's how I took it as. Watched the movie last night. Got something a bit different than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot wait to chat with you guys about this movie. Of all the movies we've watched so far, I think this is the one I've been most excited to get kind of your thoughts and opinions on.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Wow.
So who would like to go first? I'm gonna let y'all two decide between the two of you who wants to chat this up.
Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
Go on ahead, Leanne.
Okay.
All right, Leanne.
You want me to go first?
What did you think about Bone Tomahawk?
Out of all the movies we have watched, this one might be my favorite.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I was all in for this. And I'm like you. I didn't know what I was getting into because it says cannibals. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be balls to the wall, crazy and weird and odd. And it was in its own way, but not at all what I was expecting. And I love this kind of a movie. I love following this group of people and learning them and their personalities and their nuances. And like the characters were amazing. And I know it's over 2 hours, but I was totally enthralled in it from minute one till the end.
Fantastic.
I thought it was great, and it probably is my favorite movie.
All right, we got some praise coming from Camp Foster over here. What about The Island of Wells? What do you got up there, buddy?
This movie came highly recommended to me by my America's Barley Basket co-host, Nathan Folsebach, and he sold it as, I believe his exact words were, you got to see this movie. This movie goes so fucking hard in the paint, because he's a big basketball guy, so that's his go-to analogy. And I remember, like, as I'm watching it, being like, this doesn't go that hard in the paint. And then you get to the last 40 minutes and you're like, this movie goes hard as fuck in the paint. This is obscene. I love Westerns. I was raised on Westerns. I adore a lot of Western movies and have always thought, boy, there should be more Western and horror crossover, because the setting is perfect visually, and like so many Westerns truck in the feeling of isolation, which is great for a horror movie. Like, why don't more people do this? And this movie in particular is fucking outstanding. I love this movie. I think Bone Tomahawk, I think, also might be my favorite movie we've watched this month. This movie is dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I 100% agree with the both of you.
Yes!
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Woo! We got
Look at this.
This movie was the goods, y'all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Holy shit. From the opening second,
yeah,
I was on board. Like, this movie just like smash cold opens with some dude just getting his throat slit.
You start a movie off with a violent throat slash, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I am in, strapped in, ready to go.
With that being said, you're gonna love the new Clifford the Dog movie.
What?
It fucking goes real hard right away. Yep. Opening credits, bam.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like you get that opening scene with an oddly placed David Arquette.
I know.
And an placed Sid Haig.
Yeah, that made me happy and sad all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that that was a good opening scene, and you're like, oh shit, this movie's gonna go fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next 2 hours, it doesn't.
No.
But like you said, you get all these characters, you get their personalities. Like, you spend time with these characters,
yes,
as you're slowly building dread.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I really don't want any of these guys to die.
I'm just like, turn around. Just leave her. Don't go after her. Who cares? Let her go.
it's the old West times. There's got to be some more hot ass out there. Come on.
Come on. Just come take on. Your leg and turn it around and let's go back.
Come on, Patrick Wilson.
Who, I love Patrick Wilson, by the way.
Great.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, I like Patrick Wilson.
Uh-huh.
He's one of those dudes that, like, he's famous, but not like superstar famous,
but obscure at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, whenever he shows up in a movie, I'm like, oh yeah, fuck Patrick Wilson.
To me, he reminds me, and y'all may think I'm an idiot, but just on looks, there's something about him that reminds me of Chris Pratt. Does he not? Is
sure.
there not
I
any?
Can, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I could see it.
All right. I see a little Chris Pratt in there.
I can totally see it.
That makes me love him a little extra. It's definitely great value brand, but it's you know.
See,
I like him.
I think Chris Pratt would be great value Patrick Wilson.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that, because Patrick Wilson's the better actor.
Yeah.
100%.
100%. Yep.
Okay, I'll go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patrick Wilson stays in shape better. Like,
he's a just, handsome dude. He's a very good looking dude.
Yeah, this dude that's always in shape, ready to go.
True.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And did great in this movie.
I think the first thing I ever saw him in was the Watchmen movie. I don't think I was aware of him before that. But ever since the Watchmen, because I really like the Watchmen. I think I'm in the minority on that. But like, ever since I saw him in that, now every time I see him, I'm like, ah, good. Night Owl's in this movie. I'll settle in. I'm gonna hang.
And like, my version of that is a movie that I don't think a lot of people dug, was the A-Team movie. I thought he was great in that as Lynch. So when he shows up, I'm like, Lynch is in here.
Yep, he's great in that movie. That's a good movie that people don't talk about enough.
That's what I'm talking about. Fucking A-Team represent.
Do I need to watch A-Team now?
I'm adding it on the list for Huntsville. Put it on the list.
If only y'all had a podcast where one of you introduces the other to good movies they ain't seen.
What? I'm sorry. What?
Crazy.
This sounds unfamiliar to me.
This is so foreign.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Bone Tomahawk. What the shit?
That's the tagline under the title on the cover of the DVD.
Yep.
Bone Tomahawk. What the shit?
Yeah. Like this, I did not get what I thought I was going to get out of this movie. At a certain point when the movie started to go on, you're like, okay, so we're going to establish these characters. We're going to get them out into the wilderness, and then they're just going to be assaulted by cannibals for the next hour? Is that what we're going to do here?
When I see cannibals, that's what I think of. It's got to be insane and gross and weird 100%. Like, I think of Hills Have Eyes. Like, everything's going to be like Hills Have Eyes if you have cannibals in the title. That's what I thought I was going to get to.
And also, quick side note, I love the just the use of one of my favorite words in the English language, troglodyte.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. It rolls off of the tongue.
That was a pause and Google moment because I had no fucking clue what that was. I'm not even going to lie.
I have used that word in your presence before, mm-hmm. and you have had that. You're like, what the fucking what?
Yeah, and I never Googled it. And then, when I watched it, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to Google this. I got to know what we're dealing with here. Yeah. A troglodyte?
Troglodyte. Such a great word.
Well, because I once used mongoloid incorrectly, and I had no idea what the fuck it was.
You sure
I got to be careful with these words y'all throwing at me.
Not much of a reader.
Troglodyte is like, it makes my brain freeze for a second and be like, is that the pointy thing that grows out of the floor or the ceiling? I don't remember enough about caves.
A stalactite holds tight to the ceiling. It's up above. That's how I remembered.
Look at you go.
It was always explained to me, stalagmite, you might fall on it, is how it was always presented to us. This is just fun trips down education memory lane.
Man, join us tomorrow when we talk about touch point multiplication.
Oh, I'm not a math guy. I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
I love math. I got you on math. I may not know words, but by God, I know math. I can help us.
Together, we could get through a student decathlon.
Together, we might be smarter than a fifth grader.
Right. And if not, we could definitely beat up a fifth grader.
Yeah, because fuck them. Who cares about your kids?
Yeah. Because I don't know about you, but after watching a movie like Bone Tomahawk, I kind of want to go upside someone's head with a fucking bone tomahawk.
Was that a horse jaw? Is that what that was?
That was something.
I thought it was like a half of a horse jaw, and I was like, that's a fucking rad-ass weapon.
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the weaponry, super cool. The arrowheads are the gnarliest arrowheads you've ever seen.
Yeah, so this, Marlon, before we started talking with you today, I was chatting with Leanne a bit, and I was like, man, I cannot wait until we talk about Bone Tomahawk, because I got some things to say about this movie. I wanted to watch this movie last night, and then just like, you know, kind of think about it a little bit, go to bed. I sat up thinking about this movie for like almost 3 hours. Almost as long as the movie itself. Like, it was just so well done. Even a movie that was so, like, long and drawn out as this movie was, it still moved along. I never felt bored.
I love a slow burn if it's done correctly,
right.
And this is done perfectly.
Because, like, we've reviewed some movies, Leanne, that were a slow burn that you didn't like. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, my God, this movie takes, like, 8 days.
Right, yeah.
And this one, you really got to flesh these characters out. You got to know them. You got to really hope, like I mentioned earlier, like, I don't want this one to die. Like, oh, this one's going to do some cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where are the cannibals at? Where are the cannibals at? And then they go to bed, and you're thinking, this is where the cannibals are going to come.
Right.
And then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still into it. You're still on board. And then when the cannibals do show up, you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Just brutal. And when they do show up, it is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those movies. Like, these movies come out all the time. Like, you can see if you're, like, scrolling through social media or if you're on, like, Google News or something, you're like, this new Netflix movie is so shocking, users are turning it off. Like, which nothing could be further from the truth.
100%.
But Bone Tomahawk, I remember, was one of those movies like, the new Kurt Russell movie has people shivering with terror. And there are a couple sequences in this movie where you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm glad I watched this during the day because I yelled a lot. I just, I had to, you know, when you have to get it out. And yeah. I was just like, oh, God, yeah!
Just like that.
Just like that. Oh, man.
I had a lot of moments in this movie where I just like shook my head. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Just like, I just had like indignant reactions to this movie of like, what are you doing? Fuck me.
Mm-hmm. Like, nope, don't agree with that. Don't like that one bit.
Mm.
Yep, nope, don't like that. There's a fun scene early on that I really like where David Arquette comes to town. Kurt Russell shoots him in the leg because he thinks he's an asshole. And Matthew Fox's character has to go get Night Owl's wife, and so that she can patch up this guy. And when she comes to the door and Matthew Fox is like, there's been an incident, and she right away is just exacerbated, just like, and the sheriff shot a guy in the leg and now I gotta go. Like, as if this has happened 40 times already. Like, God damn it, Sheriff Kurt Russell shot a guy in the leg. Like he does, but we gotta go fix this guy. I love the idea that this happens all the time.
I love it. I wrote in my notes, can we just go back to that?
Right?
Can we just, as soon as it's like, nah, fuck you, shoot you in the leg. We'll deal with it later.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I would watch that HBO Max original series, Kurt Russell Leg Shooter. Like, and that's the whole series. Mm-hmm. It's just yep. it's a Law and Order bad guy of the week type. And every episode he shoots guy in the leg.
Yep. And every week a new bad guy comes to town. We got ourselves a horse thief. We got ourselves a murderer. We got ourselves some bank robbers. Every week they show up to Bright Hope and they get shot in the leg by Kurt Russell.
They get shot in the fucking leg.
And every week you're like, oh, I wonder if he's going to shoot him in the left leg or the right leg. Season finale.
You're putting money on it with your buddies.
And then in the season finale, he shoots a dude in the shoulder.
The twist you'll never see coming this week on Leg Shooter.
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd go above the waist.
in a movie filled with very few moments of levity, one of my favorites was, the premise of this movie is very simple. We got these cannibalistic troglodytes. They show up in this town. They abduct this doctor, this drifter. They take him off. The husband
and
of
the deputy.
And the deputy, mm-hmm. Yep. And they're the townsfolk, like led by Sheriff Kurt Russell. They're gonna go rescue him.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're forming the little rescue party, you know, the natives come in and they talk about the troglodytes and the cave dwellers is what they are. And when everyone like storms off, like, all right, we're gonna go get the fucking troglodytes. And then the mayor's like, does anyone know how to spell troglodyte?
You know, for the telegram.
For the telegram. Which I fucking laughed out loud at. That was gut laugh funny. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the movie, yep. Not a single chuckle.
No.
Like, oh, this is very serious.
Chicory made me laugh throughout. He was fantastic. Also, Dad from Step Brothers, I had no idea that was him.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so awesome. And even before that, when he tells Sheriff Russell about the drifter that comes in and he's trying to get to the point and he's like, this soup tastes like corn. Well, it's corn chowder. And he just forgets why he's in there.
Right.
He's just so good.
And his bit so about pure. The flea circus.
Yes. Oh man.
I so watched pure. Like near the end of this movie and we all know, like, I think we all have a mutual appreciation for Kurt Russell
mm-hmm.
here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if one character makes it out of here, it better be fucking Kurt Russell. And then, like, by the end of the movie, I was like, I swear to God, if they kill old boy, like, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I'm going to be more pissed off if they kill him than Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then, spoilers, they fucked up Kurt Russell.
Dude, I cried. When he says to Chicory.
Oh, dude.
When he says, say goodbye to my wife, I'll say hello to yours. I was done.
And just delivers it in that fucking Kurt Russell cadence that only he can do.
And the right? He's just barely hanging on. And I'm like, God almighty. Like, I get tears now thinking about it.
That was a great line,
too. It was so good. Mm.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Marlon, what kind of moments stuck out for you in this flick?
I really liked, all of the cave stuff. Everything at the end, the whole climax is fucking bonkers. I really liked the ultra quiet moments of Patrick Wilson just limping across the prairie.
Yes.
Like, and that's a very Western thing, these super quiet, super picturesque moments of bad things happening. Mm-hmm. Like, Westerns really truck in that lane. And this, it was so good. Like, every day, you felt so fucking bad for the guy throughout this entire movie. And those, it's like, as great as the fucking super heavy gore is, if that's what you're here for, like, the parts where this is just a good Western are maybe my favorite parts of this whole movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you. I loved those moments where, like you said, he's just trucking through the desert. You know, you've already got your first band of people that have already been like fucked up. You know, they kill Matthew Fox's character. They're imprisoned. And it's like, now we just got this cripple out to save the fucking world.
Mm.
Like, oh shit, man, you're in trouble.
Dude, and how brilliant he took their voice box thingy. Yeah. Holy shit, I didn't see that coming. Ah.
Another thing that I loved about this was the efficiency at which these cannibals like attacked and then just showed up like out of fucking nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, like a lot of times in movies, yep, you'll have those musical cues, like those little stingers, you know, like, oh, here comes the slasher behind the tree or whatever, be on the lookout for him. It's just like, no, we're just like, oh, we hear some noises off in the distance. And then, oh shit, there's a cannibal in my face.
Right.
Like out of the fucking middle of nowhere desert, just like all cloaked in like mud and dirt, trying to blend in, and just coming at you with a fucking spear or a bone tomahawk or fucking whatever. Like, Jesus.
Mm.
Great fucking moments in this movie.
I was really impressed with how much I liked Matthew Fox in this movie. I am not a member of a Matthew Fox fan club. I think he's fine. I think he's kind of a flavorless white man. But I'll be damned if Matthew Fox doesn't play a hell of a like fancy dandy cowboy.
Uh-huh.
Like when he first walked into the saloon and he turns and walks up to the bar, I was like, is that Matthew? God damn it, that's Matthew Fox. What are you doing here? And then by the end of the movie, I was like, fucking get him, Matthew Fox. Yeah, I believe in Matthew Fox.
Isn't he the guy from Lost?
Yep.
I don't know that I've really encountered him enough to be like, oh, what's this guy doing here? But I thought, oh, that's Lost guy. That's odd. I don't know why I thought it was odd. I just wouldn't see him as being that kind of a character.
Same. Completely agree. And like Marlon said, he's just kind of, he doesn't add anything to the dish. Okay. Like if you got like a hot plate of enchiladas, he'd be that little garnish that you just flick off of it. You're like, this adds nothing to my enchiladas.
That little sprig.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in this one,
he was fantastic.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here, I thought you were going to be the little garnish, man. Like, you're the fucking red sauce on this enchilada. Mm-hmm. Your little side of guacamole on this plate.
Guacamole.
He did super well. Added a lot to the movie. Like all the characters in this movie, like they played their parts well. They added where they needed to add stuff to. And I am just kind of like just bathing in the afterglow of how much I fucking dug this movie.
Yeah, for not knowing what it was going to be or just having a totally different perception, I'm totally blown away by it. Yeah. And also, can we just touch on how handsome fucking Kurt Russell is no matter what you do to him? What era you put him in, no matter what facial hair you put on him or take off of him, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's the most fucking handsomest.
God damn
a silver fox.
One of those dudes that was like, you know, in his youth, in his heyday, you're like, that's a good looking bloke.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he gets older, you're like, I get it.
That's what's up, Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
And I think that cowboy is a real specific thing that most people can't play. Mm-hmm. If you see someone cast as a cowboy and they're bad at it, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Some people were born to play cowboys, and Kurt Russell is one of those people.
Agreed.
100%.
I don't know if y'all ever saw that, what was it? If you ever saw that Magnificent Seven remake with Denzel and Ethan Hawke. Uh-huh. And in particular, and Ethan Hawke also plays a pretty good cowboy. But Chris Pratt is in that movie, and he's awful. Chris Pratt playing a cowboy was like if they cast fucking me to play Michael Jordan. It's just like, nope, this doesn't work at all. Like, bro, I can't buy it.
I haven't seen that movie, but I can, even as much as I think Chris Pratt's handsome and I like him, I can totally see that he would not fit. Because even I remember going, eh. Like, even in the trailer, just some shit in the trailer, I was like, meh.
No, he definitely stuck out mm-hmm. in that movie. And that's a very great point, is like, you know, a cowboy is, like, it's a tough thing to play. Kurt Russell fucking nails it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just him rehashing Wyatt Earp either.
Right. It's different. It's totally different.
Yeah. Super, super good movie. And a movie that I would not necessarily... Now having seen it, I think it's an odd choice for like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like you would watch during Halloween.
It's hard to place it almost.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those like you could have essentially taken the troglodytes out of this movie. Still had a good movie.
Still would have been a great movie.
But the fact that you threw that twist in there, I'm mm-hmm. like, I dig it. Mm-hmm. I will also add, I don't know if the movie would have been any better if they leaned harder into the troglodytes.
I wanted to point that out because I put that in my notes too. I didn't need them on screen any more than we got them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't need them to be scattered throughout. I love just the what we got. We didn't need any more than what we got. I personally don't think.
What do you think, Marlon?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think we got just as much of them as we needed. But I think there's an alternate universe also where this movie gets made and there are no troglodytes, it's just banditos, and this is just a Western. Mm-hmm. Like, I went in expecting a horror movie set in a Western setting, and what I got was a Western with some horror elements.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like that ratio was lopsided to what I thought it was going to be going in, and I have no complaints about that.
No, 100%. Now, Marlon, with that being said, you know, you've talked about you think the Western is a perfect genre to put a horror movie. Would you Yep. want to see down the road, you know, maybe a well done, you know, version of a Western horror flick, you know, maybe akin to this? Maybe they do just lean heavier into the cannibal aspect of it.
I would watch more horror Westerns, and there are a handful out there. They're a little hard to find. There's because people don't make them. A, people don't make Westerns anymore. Mm-hmm. But B, it's just not something that people make much of. There's a pretty decent one from, I want to say, around about 1987, called Near Dark, which really leans into the isolation aspect of Westerns and life on the prairie, but it's vampires. And that one is super hard to find. You have to find a physical copy. It doesn't live on streaming anywhere. I wanted us to do it for this later in the month when I was initially putting movies together, but it's not. It doesn't live online anywhere. But that one is very good. The Burrowers is a pretty decent Western horror movie, from what I understand. I haven't seen that one, but I've heard good things. It's sad that they don't make Westerns, because it means they don't make Western crossovers either.
So real quick, just touching on your love of Near Dark, guess who has the special edition on DVD, old boy?
I bet you do.
Is it Jack Spade?
It's Jack Spade. maybe I'll get it to Leanne. She'll watch it. We'll FedEx it up to you. You can watch it. Maybe we can watch that before the end of the month.
That would be a real tight, tough turnaround.
I didn't realize that that wasn't streaming anywhere, because that's a great movie.
Yeah, it doesn't live online fucking anywhere. Also, I don't think we need to add any hurdles to this process. I think we have enough.
Also, Leanne doesn't give a fuck about a vampire.
Oh, yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I do give a fuck about Lance Henriksen, and Lance Henriksen is in that movie, and he's fucking awesome.
I don't know who that is.
You do.
Do
you
I?
You
just, I do. I just can't.
Yeah. We talked about him when we reviewed Terminator, the first time you saw Terminator like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, that
I
guy.
I got it. I got it. Sure.
In fact, I would say the only thing that might have made Bo Tomahawk better was the inclusion of Lance Henriksen.
Nah, we didn't need him.
I have no notes for Bone Tomahawk. You keep doing what you're doing, Bone Tomahawk.
Yep.
You know what? I completely agree. I can't even complain about the length of the movie.
No.
I thought, you know, maybe going in, like, as we were creeping up on, like, that 45-minute mark, hour mark, I was like, God, there's a lot of movie left here. Like, I hope it is entertaining. Mm-hmm. I hope it's captivating for the next hour and 10 minutes. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, like, I got fucking no complaints. Fuck, I'll fire off the closing thoughts today. I thought this was a perfect movie, near perfect movie. I thought for what we were doing for this particular podcast, I thought it fit great. I loved it. To kind of echo your sentiments, Leanne, I think this was probably the second best movie we've reviewed so far after Monster Squad. But I will still give this movie 4.5 Bone Tomahawks out of 5.
Nice. Good, good, good.
Leanne, what did you think?
Agree. It's, you know, it's between this one and Zombieland for me, but they're so drastically different. I can't choose between the two. But no, I loved it. I didn't worry about the time. I just really, really love what I got, and just having no, just different expectations. And I will give it, I might as well just give it a 5 out of 5. I just
We're going
really,
fiver.
I'll go fiver. I'm between 4.75 and 5, and so I'm just going to round up, and I'm going to go 5.
Brilliant. Marlon Wells, take us home on Bone Tomahawk.
It's fucking great. It is a great Western when it wants to be, and it's a super unsettling, great gore fest horror movie when it wants to be. Every character is great and fleshed out, and you root for all of them, and it breaks your heart when they don't make it. Outstanding work. 5 bells out of 5 bells.
Beautiful. One of the most highly regarded films unanimously that we've reviewed so far. Mm-hmm. And who says 13 is an unlucky number?
Stupid people.
Luck is for losers.
Dum-dums.
13, day 13 of Hell Comes to Huntsville. We have pretty much a near unanimous decision on Bone Tomahawk. Loved this movie. If y'all haven't seen it, go check it out as soon as fucking possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to space, y'all.
Okay. Okay.
But not really. Let's let space come to us.
Hmm. Maybe we could do that. Maybe we could have the horror from space come our way tomorrow.
So an invasion movie? Is that what we're doing?
Maybe. Mm. Should we, Marlon, should we get some titties in there?
Ah.
Yeah. You want to up the titty count a little?
Yeah, let's get space and aliens and titties.
Oh, great. My favorite things.
You want, and I'll throw in another one of your favorite things, Michael Madsen.
Oh, okay. I'm on board for Michael Madsen.
All right.
I ain't never going to turn Michael Madsen down.
Even if there's copious amounts of titties. Let's go a little sci-fi horror tomorrow. Let's watch Species.
Species? Yeah. Don't know anything about it.
Never seen it?
But it's got titties in it?
It's got, and Michael Madsen.
And Michael Madsen? Okay, yep. Cool.
All right.
I'm on board.
Let's check it out. Marlon, have you seen this flick?
I have never seen it, but I was about 11 when Species came out, and this is a movie that I very much heard about in my youth, but have never gotten around to seeing.
All right. Well, let's, I hope I didn't spoil too much for you. Because, I mean, there's, you know, like I said, there's Michael Madsen and titties. And
I'll know to cover my eyes when the titties show up.
I thought you were going to say when Michael Madsen shows up. Just, nope.
I can only see him as Mr. Blonde. Cover my eyes.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Yes.
We'll also throw in Ben Kingsley and Dr. Octopus in this movie, because why the fuck not?
Fucking rad.
Yeah. Let's talk about species tomorrow.
All right. I'm in.
So we'll be back in less than 24 hours. Another thrilling episode of Hell Comes to Huntsville coming your way. 31 horror movies in 31 days, and we are tackling day number 14 tomorrow. So until then, make sure you give us a follow on all the social media platforms for Huntsville Home Video. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Ugh.
At
HSV Home Video. Shoot me dead now.
Leanne loves TikTok.
Fuck off.
And then you can also check out, if you're loving the insight, if you're loving the commentary, the quips, the barbs, the jabs, the funny stuff.
Oh my God.
From Marlon Wells. You can get more of that every week on America's Barley Basket. Marlon, where can they hit you up?
They can find us on the internet at Barley Basket USA on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're not on that hot TikTok tip just yet, so I don't imagine we'll end up there, actually. I'm going to leave that to you. And you can get a new episode of the show every Tuesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
I never thought we'd be on TikTok either, to be honest, but that was out of my hands.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Kings and queens of social media.
You know what I want more than anything is for y'all to blow up huge on TikTok, just so that Leanne has to be like, I'm sure glad we were on TikTok. Look at all these listeners we got.
I'll never be grateful. I will never show you my gratefulness, ever.
Then I am taking all of the TikTok money that comes in.
Take it. I'll die on this hill.
All right.
On this financially destitute hill.
I am not doing a floss dance on TikTok for money.
I have my pride and my dignity.
That's not true.
Kinda.
You do a podcast with me, you have no pride.
That is fucking true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, way to really end on a high note.
Nope.
Bone Tomahawk was great.
Yeah.
Be kind, rewind.
Blah, 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 blah.
Pour one out for Sid Haig.
Yeah.